Proclamation number 5932 of 16th of April, 1954. Death on the Cross. An inconceivable work of mercy took place through my death on the cross, and this work of mercy was for the whole of humanity, for the people of the past, the present and the future. I died for all people, I took upon myself the burden of sin of all people, for all people come into the world burdened with original sin. This original sin therefore moved me to suffer and die for people because I wanted to atone for this original sin before the one against whom it was directed. Because I wanted to make satisfaction for God's justice. You humans are neither aware of the greatness of your guilt nor of the depth of my love which accomplished the work of redemption for you. Yet no matter how my suffering is described to you, you cannot even begin to measure the extent of the suffering and pain I endured for you, because not only the body but even more my soul suffered, which shuddered at people's sinfulness, which was unable to defend itself when all the forces of hell were against it and did to it whatever evil they could do to it. For my soul was clear and pure. The distance between it and the dark people was enormous, and it was in the midst of demonic spheres where nothing but satanic activity confronted it. My light hyphen and love-filled soul looked into the deepest depths, and it shuddered before so much sin and darkness. The body also suffered unspeakably, for whatever torments and humiliations people could think up they did to me and still rejoiced in their despicable actions. It was hell unleashed against me, it was the most difficult battle a human being ever had to fight. To remain victorious through the love that was meant for all these wretched people whom Satan had in his grip and to whom I wanted to restore freedom. I saw the overwhelming depravity of my tormentors and yet suffered and died for them too. For I knew that they were only the henchmen of the one against whom I was fighting, I knew that Satan himself was against me and to defeat him was the purpose of my act of salvation, to liberate humanity from his power was the mission I had voluntarily taken on when I descended to earth. My love for people was exceedingly great and therefore I suffered many times over because my love was repaid in such a way that only hatred and heartlessness against me spoke out of everything that was done to me. Yet I wanted to suffer. Because I wanted to atone for people. Unconsciously I took the difficult path to the cross, I drank the cup to the full. I did not allow a charitable swoon that freed me for a short time from suffering and torment. I forced my body to endure until my hour had come. For I wanted to suffer because no other work of salvation was possible for you humans than to absorb the effect of all sins and to burden my body and soul with what otherwise every human being would have had to bear himself. Who would have collapsed under it. I suffered for the whole of humanity and therefore had to suffer immeasurably because the guilt was immeasurably great. But you humans cannot imagine my suffering on the cross and the agony of dying on the cross, for you yourselves would collapse under the force of the impression if I only let you have a glimpse of those hours which preceded my death on the cross. But one day you will be able to participate in it yourselves. One day it will be revealed to you what I have done for you and why I did it. And you will praise and glorify me and be eternally grateful that I saved you from eternal death, that through my work of redemption I delivered you from the hands of the one who wanted the death of your soul. And then my love will also be revealed to you, which is valid for you for all eternity. Amen.